going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tab Benoit, who is local but also known nationally, has a brand new album out. Tab Benoit is going to be on the festival stage, and that's going to be at 1:45 Sunday afternoon. So for those of you who get to Jazz Fest, make it to the festival stage and see Tab. He's really very interesting, and we're going to talk to Tab in just a moment, but I want to share with you, I want to sample the title track from his new album, I Hear Thunder. And this is Tab Benoit. Described as being a swamp rocker, blues, rock, really a very spiritual, soulful singer. And hearing thunder is really a metaphor for not just thunder. Listen, very soulful music, Tab Benoit. Tab, welcome to WWL.
Thanks for having me, Scoop. How you doing, man?
I'm great. Look, talk about what thunder represents in this song, I Hear Thunder.
You know, it kind of represents a lot of things down here. I mean, you know, we have storms on a fairly regular basis. So, you know, there's always a piece of that, I think, in anything I'm going to write. When I write songs, I always go out into the swamp and I'm at my camp right now. So, you know, we take the boat out, we go sit in the swamp and we play music for the alligators. So, you know, that day I was out there with Anders Osborne and George Porter. You know, we've been friends for a long time and they wanted to come help me, you know, put some songs together for this album. And, you know, I said, well, let's go to the camp. And this is where I do my stuff. My, you know, all my work is done out in the swamp. I like to get away from man-made things and away from the city, away from, you know, buildings. And we took the boat out and go park out into the cypress trees. And, you know, as soon as we pulled up, we tied up the tree and we heard thunder.
Yeah, so I guess it represents some of the threatening things in life.
It does, but it starts out, songwriting to me starts out as something simple, and then once you get started, you start hearing how it can be a metaphor for other things, and then those kind of influences get into the song. So, you know, it's simple things like that is the way I like to put songs together. I like to keep things as simple as possible. That way the audience, you know, can determine what they're getting from the song and figure out what it means to them. Yeah. You know, every song should, that's kind of like where I think the videos kind of ruin music in a lot of ways, because it gave you a visual instead of letting you come up with that visual in your own mind. Right. You know, growing up with music, you know, I know you're a fan of music, and listening to music back in the day when you put a record on, you had a visual in your brain, you know, like every time I hear Peg by Steely Dan, I still see cane fields passing by. Because the first time I heard the song was in my dad's car driving through the cane fields to go visit family over there in White Castle, you know. So that memory is still in, that visual memory is still in there, no matter what I see after that, you know. And I like to keep those visuals individualized so that each person can determine what they see from that song, you know, when they hear it.
I like that you leave it up to the audience to decide what the meaning of the song is. And, you know, for years, Don McLean really didn't want to ever talk about what American Pie meant. He said it means what people interpret it to mean. And I think that's really, you know, you can intend one thing, but it can be received by somebody else as a different meaning.
I know. I just saw something on Carly Simon just a couple of days ago where they're still trying to figure out what that song is, who that song is about, you know?
I think they've determined that it was about Warren Beatty, but and Mick Jagger does background
vocals.
Really
wasn't.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
It really wasn't.
I've heard her say it was, and then, you know, so yes, there's something good about the mystique of songs. So when you're writing a song, Tab, what comes first, the lyrics or the music?
For me, it's kind of both. I like to keep those things together. That way, the music is running with the lyrics, and together they make a package deal. And you know what, you get the visual of the song because, you know, the sound of what's going on is the vibe and the feel, you know, and the lyrics should be playing with that. Not playing against it or trying to change what the feeling of the music is. You know, I like to keep them together. So when I write a song, it's kind of all at once, and it's very quick. There's nothing, I don't haggle over songs, you know. I mean, because I don't want to second guess myself, and I don't want to go back and think, well, maybe I could do this, maybe I could do that. I like to take the options out of it because your gut feeling as an artist is really what you should put on the canvas. The first thing you think is what you should throw at it, you know, and I don't want to change that. Even though I might think I could do it better, I think that's part of being an artist, and I think that's important to always think that I can do it better. but you still have to put down that moment, because what we're doing is capturing moments. Yeah. And I'm still doing music the old way as far as that goes. I mean, we play live in a studio. The album was recorded, everybody playing together. I didn't go back in and fix vocals. I didn't go back in and do guitar solos. Everything that we played as a band is what you hear on the album, exactly as we played it.
You know, Tab, I wonder how many times Bernie Taupin, you know, gave lyrics to Elton John, and Elton John put the melody to it, and Bernie Taupin thought to himself, no, that's not what I meant. That's not what I intended. That's not the sound that I wanted with that.
You know, probably not that often with them two, because I saw a video clip of Elton John getting a page of lyrics from Bernie Taupin, and it looked like he read over it for a minute and went, oh, I know exactly what to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's the way that they write, because Elton John's not writing lyrical content. I think that the way that they write is the same way in a lot of ways that I'm doing it. It's just separated between two people.
Yeah. All right,
it seems like as soon as he hears it, as soon as he sees the lyric, he knows what the music should be.
Yeah, no, it's all been good, but I just wondered if there were times like Bernie Taupin would think, you know, I really didn't hear that melody with those lyrics.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Let's sample another track from the album, I Hear Thunder, new album from Tab Benoit, who's going to be on the festival stage at Jazz Fest this Sunday afternoon. The song is called Why Why. All right, the song is called Why Why. So, Tab, tell us about this song. It's about losing somebody in your life.
It was actually kind of about everything that's going on in life. If you look at all the lyrics together, it's just the time that we're in, and everybody kind of trying to figure out, you know, what's next? What do we do next? What do we do with this? What do we do with that? You know, everybody's being thrown so much information these days with the way that media works and the way that the news works and the way that everybody feels like, wow, we can't get out of this hole. And a lot of it is just trying to break us down to that. This song to me is breaking it down to the essential elements that make us human beings living on planet Earth with everything that's going to happen on this planet, you know, that we have no control over, and asking why, you know, why is this way? Why is it that way? Why is the planet still turning and why is the sun still burning? And both of them can take us out at any time, but we're still alive and we're still here.
Yeah. I love that you write from a very, insightful perspective, thoughtful. You can tell that this music and you sing it as well. This comes from your soul.
No doubt about it. I mean, I come from the blues, so, you know, it's all about soul. And it was never really about trying to make a sound out of something or trying to make some great piece of music that I can't reproduce live. Everything that I do, I'm a live artist. I travel the country 200 days a year, traveling, you know, by bus, driving. We don't fly in the shows. We drive every mile. We see every piece of the country twice a year. And, you know, I get a chance to experience the entire country and talk to people and see what's going on in each state. And all of those things end up in the music because I'm playing music for them. This is for the audience. And, you know, there's people that still come to see me after, you know, seeing me for 35 years of doing this. I still have some of the same people that still come to my shows when I go to their towns. And it's become your friends and family, not just fans.
Yeah. I know it's got to be interesting to travel the country and just, you know, a lot of people who live here and were born here, they don't go that far from here. And it's really interesting to see how different this country is in other parts of the country.
It's more interesting to see how much it is the same.
That's interesting too, yeah.
To me, everybody that I talk to, we are the same in so many ways. We have a different accent. And, you know, maybe they can't cook as good as us. But that's why they come to us, for the good cooking. Yeah. There's things that we're good at. There's things that they're good at. If we put all of those things together, we have a great place. It's no wonder why other people love our country and want to be a part of it. Yeah. Because we are that great melting pot. And I get a chance to see it firsthand, you know. I don't watch the news because I see it firsthand. I talk to people firsthand, and my social media is actually talking to people.
Tab, when you're at Jazz Fest on Sunday, will there be a moment when you're going to sneak away and get some of the food at Jazz Fest? And what's some of your favorite food at Jazz Fest?
Well, it's always a tradition for me to get crawfish bread. Yeah. You know, Jay Monkey D turned me on to that when I played like my first Jazz Fest. And it's been a tradition every year. I got to get crawfish bread, you know. That's the only one that I have to get every year, you know, just because it's a tradition. And I've been playing Jazz Fest for 30-plus years. The first time I played Jazz Fest was 1989 with Tabby Thomas.
Yeah. Well, Tab, so I want to tell you that, you know, I dearly love your mom, Miss Evelyn Benoit, who named a racehorse after me, and I was so honored by that. And I spent a lot of time hanging out with your mom, and she is just an amazing person, and I love her to death.
Yeah, I know that, you know, y'all been talking, and she's been on your show, and she told me that, and other people have told me that. Heard your mom on the radio, you know.
Well, Tab, have a great show. Have a great show Sunday.
Thank
I know
you.
The crowd's going to love it. And, you know, and speaking to us like this, you know, you've introduced yourself and some personal things about yourself and your writing that are going to make a lot of people take note and pay attention to you when maybe they didn't before. So I think it's good that you've spent time with us talking about who you are and your songwriting and your new album. And we're going to go to the break with another cut from the new album, I Hear Thunder, Still Gray. So, Tab Benoit, have a great show Sunday afternoon, 1:45 on the festival stage, and thanks for being with us here on WWL.
Thanks for having me on, Scoot.